Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to gift the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Smith from Lake Placid, Florida, and I listen to the Mickey Miles podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 369 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from the Mickey Miles and More podcast. And with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean from the Mickey Miles and More podcast. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Michael. How are you this morning?
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right, fine. Ready for a shout out?
Yes.
It is to a good friend of yours and mine, although I don't think Chris knows him. His name is Sid Farsi, and Sid is just a really cool, nice Mr. Renaissance man. He's a retired judge. He does a lot of volunteering for the Red Cross, and he is under the weather these days. So I'm just sending him a big shout out. He's a very dear friend, and we hope that he gets well very soon.
Get well, Sid. Sid is quite a runner, and his son is quite a runner, Owen.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Known Sid for about 12, 13, maybe 15 years. So
yeah.
Get well, Sid. Too many things out there left for you to do, for you to be hanging around a bed. Okay. We also have from the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Chris Eliopoulos, who's going to give us the song of the day.
For that young at heart Mike Scopa, it's Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. I know you listen to it incessantly,
shake
right?
Shake it off.
Oh, you know that one. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
We call it Swifty.
I would not normally listen to it, but when you're running, it does pump you up.
It's a good song.
I don't listen to it.
You don't?
It's not on my list. I'd have to bump Perry Como, Catch a Falling Star, and put it in your pocket.
Because nothing gets you moving.
Hate, Mike.
Wow. All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
It's been great. Drive home.
Tonight.
Be safe.
Drive home.
On Friday, April 15th. 2016, tax day.
Ugh.
Reminds me, I got to get my taxes done. That begins the first of three races in the inaugural Star Wars The Dark Side weekend.
Is that what we're talking about today?
And we're going to talk about the three courses because they are somewhat
Chris,
brand new.
Are you okay? Chris?
It's Dark Side.
Do you need an inhaler? Yeah, that's good.
So we're going to talk about the three courses because at least two of them are different. I don't know about the third one, but we have been asked many times to talk about the courses, and we've just found out about them. So Michelle and Chris and I are going to talk about them and what we feel about, you know, how we see them, if we think there's some pros and cons of these courses, and see what's up. So Michelle, let's take a look at the Star Wars 5K course.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to describe, according to the
sure
guide,
yeah,
what it is?
So it looks like they're going to be A through F corrals, so that makes it 6 corrals, which is pretty typical for a 5K these days. And it, the setup is pretty much the same as it has been. The thing I noticed about the 5K is that it looks pretty much to me like the 5K that is in January. So it's going to start at the Epcot parking lot. Okay, so we kind of go backstage, and then we come in. We kind of go behind Test Track and things like that. Then you come in to the World Showcase near Mexico. You go all the way around. Then you go kind of back off stage again, on stage, and then you head around to the left of Spaceship Earth and then back to the finish line. So that's it's a nice 5K because you're going all around World Showcase and it's kind of fun. But to me, I'm actually not doing this one. I don't know. The course isn't any different. I'm sure the characters are going to be fabulous. But Chris, are you doing the 5K for this one?
We are not. I have to fly in that afternoon because I have a big meeting the morning of. So, unfortunately, I will miss it. Okay. I wanted to do all three, but business before pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I noticed something that doesn't look very familiar in that when you are on that last mile, you go to the left. So Spaceship Earth's going to be on your right.
Yeah.
As you, and that, usually we pass Spaceship Earth is on our left.
For the
5K? Coming in, right?
For the 5K, yeah. Right. Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute.
I don't know about that.
No, I think you're right, Michelle. Yeah. I think you're right. Because I remember going through where the strollers are or whatever.
Yeah.
You're right. It's been a while since I've done the 5K, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so it's something that everybody should be aware of. It's similar to January and...
But, you know, the thing about the 5Ks that I've come to realize is that this is the time that you stop for the characters.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of the characters for the 5K are the same as the 10K and a half. So if you're worried about time for the other two, then do the 5K and stop for the characters. And, you know, I'm sure the lines will be long. So get a sprint out, get to the characters fast. Yeah.
Okay. I think that they made a mistake with this 5K.
What's that?
I think they should have had it in the studios. I think it's a lot easier because all the Star Wars attractions and all the work is being put into the studios. So why not have the 5K in the studios? It's 3.1 miles. I'm sure they could figure out a course there. So
Because of the Star Wars?
They launched the whole thing. I think it should have been in the studios. But that's me.
When is Star Wars weekend? These days. Star Wars weekends are in June.
They're no longer, Michelle.
Yeah, they're stopping them.
Oh, they're stopping. Smart. Okay.
Yeah.
They used to be in May and June.
Well, because of the construction.
Yeah.
But. And it's going to have a whole park themed to it, so they might have a weekend.
Right.
So that's the 5K, and I'm going to turn to the lovely Chris Aliopoulos to talk about the 10K.
Well, what do we got? A through F is the corrals. So, again, not too heavy duty in terms of, well, compared to the marathon, which is like A through Z.
double Z, yeah. ZZ yeah. top.
Looks like we're starting the same spot, but we're entering Epcot sooner, probably right. We're coming to the right. We're going to see the golf ball on the right, and it looks like you're going to come in and really just kind of coast up through the International Gateway and go out the back and go through past some of the Epcot hotels and right into the Hollywood Studios. But it doesn't look like we're doing much in the Hollywood Studios. It looks like we're going. Don't die over there. We're going to go right up to what used to be the Hat and then hook a right and come back right down the LA Boulevard and out. And then it's just a run to Wild World of Sports where we're ending. My wife, when I told her that one, she groaned and said, I don't like the Wild World of Sports.
Because it's part of the marathon. So to me, this is the first time it happens with the old Wine and Dine where we'd start in one place and end up in another place.
Right.
But this is the first time it's the first Star Wars 10K at Walt Disney World. It's the first Star Wars races at Walt Disney World, but it's the first time we're starting in one place and ending up at another place.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't just pop back and get our cars over in the parking lot of Epcot. We're going to have to take buses back or buses back to the resorts.
This this course reminds me of the race for the. It used to be called the 10K, the 10K Classic, the Disney 10K Classic, and Race for the Taste. And it's the actual reverse of the course. And when they offered this course over 10 years ago, I remember driving to the core, driving to Epcot, and they gave you options. You could either drive to World of Sports or drive to Epcot, and depending upon where you were, you would have to take a bus one way or the other. My preference was that I drove to Epcot. I took a bus to World of Sports, and we ran from World of Sports, and we finished in Epcot. I wanted to finish where my rental car is. So this is a complete reversal of that course, as I recall it. And one of the things I noticed, I was going to ask you guys to comment on this, is that if you take a look at, and I don't know how many people are going to be in this race, so if you guys look at the first maybe third of the race, the first maybe mile 2 and 3, do you guys have any concerns about maybe that part of the course being too narrow for the crowd that early in the race? Chris?
Might be, especially I'm trying to see if that run takes you up that pathway from the boardwalk to Hollywood Studios. It really gets tight in there. Even when we were running the marathon and you're coming back down and there's fewer people, it does cramp up a bit. So I'm wondering the way out is going to be even crazier. I think when you're on the if you're going around like the yacht and the beach club and all that, it's not too bad. It's fairly wide there. I don't know. It's going to be kind of touchy. We'll have to see. I mean, but they've run it, you said, the other direction. So I don't know.
But you know,
this is going to be a trial run. Everybody's going to see how we're going to do this, and they're going to find the mistakes. So.
When we ran it the other way, Chris, by the time we got to like mile 2 and 1, a mile 3, 2, and 1 was mile 4, 5, and 6.
Six,
and by then, it had thinned out. See, my point is
but
that.
But you had a lot fewer people when you did that.
Yeah,
race.
We had. Yeah. Like maybe 90%. Because the first time I ran it with 250 people, then the second year it was 2,800, and I thought that was a lot. So I will be really curious to see how many people, when we pick up the bibs, mm-hmm. you know, Michelle, and take a look at that last number. It's like, whoa. So, yeah, so I just wanted to ask you that. Michelle, did you want to comment on this or what?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have it's not a staggered, because of the few number of corrals, it's not stacked. Those corrals are pretty big. So it might be a concern. But I think, you know, in terms of races, it's a faster race than a half marathon. So I think, you know, the people who are in the first few corrals are probably doing this for time. So maybe it's not a big deal.
One more comment. Less than 1 mile will be spent in the parks.
Yeah, yeah.
If you take a look at the course, there's 1, 2.
So they're going to need to make sure that they do a lot with characters.
Yeah.
The other thing that I thought of, Mike, is that this is really encouraging us to not take our own cars this race. Because what we'll need to do if we take our own car is to drive to Epcot, do the race, finish up at World of Sports, get another bus back to Epcot to get back to your car. So I'm sure they're going to have buses at the end going right to your resort. So to me, it's not worth it.
Well, let me take your car. Let me ask you this. If they give us the option to drive to World of Sports, then take a bus to the start, would you do that?
It's another bus ride.
But it's only one bus ride.
And you're going to be doing it before the race, so you're going to have to get there twice as early.
Yeah. No, I think I'm just going to do the bus this time.
All right.
You don't have to, but that's what I think.
Well, don't
do it,
Mike.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Well, we could try it and see
what
happens.
What are you
going to
do, Chris?
I'm staying at the yacht. I don't usually drive a car, so we'll be bussing it both ways. So
you mean Michelle, like we do for
Wine
Tara,
and Dine.
Tara and Wine and Dine?
Yeah. And, you know, the bus service. I don't usually take the bus when I'm just doing a regular trip because I don't like I like to just jump in my car and go. However, for these races, the bus service is usually pretty good. You know, there are some. some complaints sometimes when people are stuck in the morning, but I think if you get on an early bus, that's the way to go. That's what I think.
Okay, let's move on to the half marathon and allow me to bring you guys up to speed on what's going with the Star Wars half marathon. Now, the corrals will go from A to L, which is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 corrals.
Usually A, B, and C, or A, B, C, and D are smaller corrals.
Right.
With faster runners, and then the other corrals are larger.
No, you're right, Michelle. That's why I say average would be about 2,000. Again, I don't know how many people registered, but that's a concern. I know I won't be worried about being in corral A, B, and C. I'm probably going to be in corral ZZ Top or whatever. Let's see. All right, so again, this looks like a reverse of a course that the three of us have run, and it looks like the reverse of Wine and Dine.
Wine and Dine, yep.
The Wine and Dine quarter, the Wine and Dine half, or whatever. Again, the difference is that on the first 2 miles in this course, well, looks like we come in, again, Michelle, probably near Mexico. And then we go around World Showcase like you would for the 5K.
Mm-hmm.
We're going, if you will, clockwise around World Showcase. And then we will go down, and it looks like we go behind probably, I want to say, I really can't tell, but I want to say it's
Living
Seas.
Is it out the International Gateway again?
No, I'm saying Living Seas. And then somehow we get back International Gateway. And then, again, the same course as we will do for the 10K.
So it's a combination of the 5K, the 10K.
And like you pointed out, Michelle, with us going through the very little of the parks, they're going to have to do a lot with characters, because I saw a lot of Star Wars characters in California, and I don't know. I mean, just looking at, okay, so the maybe most of the characters are going to be around World Showcase between mile 1 and 2, and doesn't look like there's a lot of course in the studios, and then it gets boring, because from the studios to the Animal Kingdom we go 1, 2, 4 miles, almost 4.5 miles before we hit Animal Kingdom, and then eventually so that's an out and back to the to World of Sports. So Chris, what's your impressions of this course?
Yeah, same thing again, right? We're not getting a lot of park time in these excuse me. But so, you know, like you said, I hope there's going to be stuff along the way on the roads that's going to kind of help the runners get along. But yeah, it's sort of, I don't know, you know, it's weird. It's like, it's I'm so used to like starting and running for a little bit before you get to a park, and like to start right into the park. This should be interesting. I mean,
but Chris, you know, you've done so many of these races like I have. Out of the three of us, by far you were the hugest Star Wars fan. Isn't the course to you secondary to what you're going to see on that course?
Oh, I mean, yeah, totally. That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping there's going to be a lot of different special surprises and characters and things going on there.
So like what, like you say special surprises, what would be, you'd be super happy if you saw what?
God, what would I mean, all of it. I know, it's just the problem is, you know, again, you know, I just did a BB-8 story for Marvel. I would love to have a picture with BB-8, but you know the line is going to be like 8 miles long, and there's just no way I'm going to get a chance to do it. But you would hope, you know, it would be nice if maybe at the finish line, even in the, you know, at the Wild World of Sports, they had characters waiting for you afterward or something like that. Be cool if they could project. I mean, now that you're going through right through, you know, the golf ball, you could project the Death Star image onto it. Wouldn't that be cool to see, like,
yeah,
if it was at night? Yeah.
Well, early morning when you're there, it should be still dark.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going right through there in the beginning, so most people are going to be seeing it first thing in the morning. That'd be kind of cool to see, because they have all that laser projection now that you can do.
Yeah.
Hopefully when we get through Hollywood Studios, even though it is kind of small, there might be a lot more characters and ships and stuff like that that they they have for parades and stuff out. So I'm hoping.
One of the things that I really hope that they do is really use the Star Wars music. And wouldn't it be really fun to be running around World Showcase and have Star Wars music just up?
Who says
I
already don't?
No, I mean up full blast. I know. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would just be real because the sound system there is so phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be
a few years ago they did that, Michelle? Remember we did the 5K, I think, with Brian Thompson, and we were really blown away by how well the sound system was. It was just extremely well done.
Really,
and,
probably I think better than any other course that, you know, the Epcot sound system.
Well, again, it was almost every single step was in Epcot.
Right.
I have just done a quick analysis of this course, and looks like about 10.25 miles are outside the parks. Now, that to me means that there's a possibility of 10.25 miles of no characters. And going back to what you said, Chris, in California for the 10K and for the half, in both days, the BB-8 line was closed off. It was just so many people. So I'm wondering if there have been some lessons learned from the West Coast, and possibly, especially with the room that they have in Florida, they may figure out a way to have the runners maybe take photos with some of the characters, A, at the expo, B, at the beginning of the race, and C, during the race. If you have a lot of people taking photos before the race, the day before the race at the expo, those people won't be in line. And, you know, BB-8, R2-D2, Chewbacca, Vader, those are the real popular the popular characters. Yeah, you'll have Princess Leia. Well, I don't even know if you'll have Princess Leia. I don't know who you'll have. Poe or whatever. I get a sense from all three of us, there's a curiosity about how they're going to do this. It's like kids about the race. I'm curious about how they're going to do certain things. And again, keep in mind, this is a inaugural race, and they usually make mistakes for inaugural races.
Yeah.
So be prepared.
It's a work in progress.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm hopeful. I mean, look, you know, you can run to Star Wars. I it's a winning situation, so I'm not even worried about that. You just want to see what they can come up with and what interesting new things we can see and partake in, you know, especially if we're going to be spending 10 miles outside of parks. I want to see if there's other things they're going to have on the roads for us.
I will say one thing, that this course, unlike any other course that I have seen in recent memory, maybe the exception of the Wine and Dine, I think this course gives some runners an opportunity to possibly get a PR. Because from mile 4 to mile 8.5, it's pretty, you know, it's not in the park, so you've got a lot of room. And from mile 8.75 to almost the ending, you have a shot. So I think that for a lot of people. But again, the only problem is the first mile and a half. Maybe the first 2 miles, it may be a little cramped because of the number of runners. So.
At the beverage stations, are they going to give out blue milk?
You know, Chris, I'm glad you brought up, because if you take a look at the course, when you get, remember, this is going to be run in mid-April. When you take a look, and it's warm down there in mid-April, if you take a look at the first, there's only 2 water stops for the first 3.75 miles. And then for the last 4 miles, there's like 1, 2, 3. There's a whole bunch more. So they really sense that there may be some need to make sure that everybody's hydrated. The last 5 miles is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 water stops. So maybe it's blue water.
That's okay. There you go.
I'm really looking forward to seeing how people are dressed up.
Yeah.
Are you guys dressing up?
I am not a dress-up person.
No, me neither. No.
What about you, Chris?
I do have a T-shirt that looks like a tux vest and a tie and stuff like that, but it's all made out of it's a black shirt with all of the the ships, like the TIE fighter is your tie, and then all the different ships create the look that it's a tux. And then I think on the 10K, I'm going to wear, I have these high knee socks. One is Darth Vader, one is Luke Skywalker. So,
Chris, you are very adorable.
I was such a loser. Well, look, it's Star Wars. You know, look.
It's cute.
I said, I am such a nerd when it comes to Star Wars. Like, I, like.
You're allowed. You're allowed. Yeah.
You know, they
like,
and
I don't
we're
normally,
allowed to make fun of you.
I wonder if
you
there's a company that puts that makes running outfits for characters. Not running outfits, but sort of themed running, like shorts and everything.
There are a lot of them.
That would be interesting. I'm not. All I want is I want to be able to run the both races. I want to get my Kessel
medals
challenge, and get out
there
of there.
There are a lot of Etsy stores that do it, too. So not that I'm an expert, but...
Kessel Run wristband must be presented to receive the Kessel.
All right.
Don't forget that. Yeah, it's good. I'm looking forward to this one. It's this, you know... I missed the one out on the West Coast, so this will be fun for me to get my nerd on.
Very good. And before we close, we want to remind everyone that, you know, if you have any questions regarding anything, be it Run Disney, be it Disney Cruise Line, be it Disney theme parks, be it Disney movies, Adventures by Disney, we want you to feel free to send us your questions at questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Yep. And if you have a shout out, you want to give somebody that you know a shout out or wish them well on their Disney trip. It's Michelle@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and I'll put your shout out on the air.
All right. So, Chris, thank you for your insight on these courses.
May the force be with you.
And may the force be with you. And we're looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. We wanted to make sure that we got this little course preview in before things got crazy. So, for Chris Aliopoulos, for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, may the force be with you. We'll see you on the road and in the parks. Goodbye.
Are you ready? Yes! Runners, set, go!
Hi, everyone. This is a reminder about the Mickey Miles Jungle Cruise Challenge that we're going to be holding this summer. It's going to be held during the weekend of August 19th and 20th. It will be an occasion for us to raise money for Give Kids the World. We'll be riding the Jungle Cruise all day long. If you'd like to join Michelle, Phil Vanderpool, and myself, and a whole bunch of other Mickey Miles and listeners, you can go to mousefantravel.com, go to the Mouse Fan Deals white box on that page, and at the very top, Becky has a Mickey Miles Jungle Cruise Challenge link. Click on that link and you'll find out what kind of a wonderful package Becky has put together. We hope to see you there because it's going to be a lot of fun.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.